Welcome to Triple M's Money Talk, where we investigate the financial issues that affect you. And with me, a good morning to Russell Tim from MoneyLink Financial Planning. Greetings, Russell.
G'day, Neil. Nice to see you in 2021.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the new year. Let's hope it's a little less surprising than last year.
Yes, that's right. Let's hope so. It was, we want something that's less unpredictable, don't we? You know, back in early December, we were shaping up quite well for a more normal year in 21 with the virus appearing to be under control and vaccines on the way. Then further COVID outbreaks suddenly meant a big step backwards once again, more restrictions, pain for separated families, economic damage, lost jobs and incomes, and, you know, so on.
Yeah, indeed. We've had some disappointing setbacks recently, that's for sure. But the latest outbreaks seem to be coming under control, well, at least in New South Wales, and the vaccines are coming, so let's hope. That's all we can do at this point. And it was a very difficult year last year for the share market, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, Neil. Yeah, the All Ordinaries started out 2020 at about 6,800 points. And by 22nd of Feb, it was about 7,250. Then COVID arrived and down it went, you know, crashed. 4,564 was the low point. So over about a month, the share prices fell 37%. That was pretty alarming for investors, as they will no doubt recall. But then the recovery began immediately, with the rebound nearly as fast as the fall, and half of the losses are recovered in the next couple of months.
It wasn't all plain sailing, though, was it? There was an awful lot of stop, start, going backwards, then picking it up again.
Yeah, there was. We saw periods of confidence, then periods of fear about the future. Investors took a caning, but things gradually recovered. The All Ordinaries ended the year at about 6,850, just about 50 points ahead of where it started the year. So it actually recovered everything it lost, and that was pleasing to see.
The COVID drama changed a lot of things, didn't it? For our part of the world, it's been more good news than bad overall. Many of the travellers who couldn't go overseas, they came here. They boosted our economy by doing so.
Yeah, they certainly did, Neil. We learned something about how much money Australians travelling overseas spend.
Yes, indeed.
The visitor centre, I'm not sure if it was them or the Orange 360 anyway, the tourism people, said that through the second half of last year, Orange was averaging about 12,000 visitors a week. 12,000.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? Wine tastings and restaurants were booked out. There's people everywhere. I remember driving down the street about 3 o'clock one Sunday afternoon and I had trouble getting a car park. It's been a remarkable boom and it's still continuing. Restaurant staff say they've been serving hundreds of people who keep saying how nice it is out here. And that they had no idea it was such a lovely place, a lovely area.
Yeah.
And it's the same in Dubbo, Parks, Cowra, Bathurst, everywhere.
Absolutely. It's been a boom for many of our businesses since the initial severe lockdown period. And they haven't been just visiting our restaurants and wineries, have they? They've been re-evaluating their quality of life, looking at tree change, buying properties here as well. And that would have been partly driven by the extremely low interest rates too.
Yes, the ultra-low rates mean that many people with cash in the bank have been taking it out and buying houses, farms, shares, managed funds. As you know, house prices in Orange have risen strongly. And so they have too in other central west towns, as well as up and down the coast. Prices on the coast are up. There's been a property boom in most parts of the state outside Sydney, except for perhaps the far west. The low interest rates also mean people are borrowing to buy investment properties. In many cases, the net rent after the rates, insurance, agents fees and so on will actually pay the interest on the loan. And that hasn't been the case for many years.
It is all good news for property owners, but not so good news if you are a young person wanting to get into the market.
Yes, that's right, Neil. Yes, I do worry about our young people. If interest rates stay low and house prices keep rising, how will they ever afford to buy a home? All asset prices are rising, in fact, houses, farms, commercial property, shares. And if rates stay really low for a couple more years and asset prices keep rising, it'll widen the gap between the rich and poor in Australia, and that is a concern.
Yes. Anyway, the financial outlook for 2021 looks okay. Improving, I guess.
Yes, I think so, Neil. Improving's a good word. And no doubt we'll talk about that more in coming weeks.
Thank you very much, Russell.
Thanks, Neil.
And Russell Tim is a representative of MoneyLink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, an Australian financial services licence holder.